This is Morning Edition on NHPR. School officials in the small town of Croydon are locked in a battle with the state over school choice. The state attorney general's office has given the town until Monday to stop paying for 5 students to attend Newport Montessori School, which is private. The town has no school for students in grades 5 through 12 and has been offering parents the choice of sending their children to a private school since last year. Jody Underwood is chair of the Croydon School Board, and she joins us now to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jody, do you intend on complying with the state order?
To stop sending kids to private schools? No,
yes.
No, we don't.
Can you tell us why?
We don't intend. Sure. You know, they sent us 2 letters over the last about half year, and in each of them, they cite parts of laws that seem to support their idea that we aren't allowed to do it, that it's illegal, but they're leaving out other parts of laws that actually say it is legal. So we think what we're doing is legal, not just by our own reading of the laws, which honestly should be enough, but also through our lawyer, who's also reading what they're saying, and his point is that they're, again, leaving out parts of laws that show that what we're doing is okay and according to law.
But if the matter is about school choice, you know, obviously parents want schools that are appropriate for the children. And you know, if you assume that that parents know best, what's stopping parents now from choosing private schools if that's what they want? I mean, haven't they always had that choice?
Only rich parents have that choice. Poor parents do not. So this actually goes to exactly what you're saying. Parents can decide best where their kids should be in school if they're not performing well in a school. Or for some reason they don't like what they're doing, testing, for example. There's this huge backlash about the Common Core testing and smarter balanced assessments, and those parents are not given choices because they don't have the money to send their kids to private schools.
Do you believe any child in any town or city in New Hampshire should have the right to have taxpayers pay for their private education?
In a perfect world, I'd say yes. Right now, there's a law that's pretty clear that says you can only send your kids to another school if you don't have a school in your district that cover those grades. I would love to see that get changed. Yeah. If you really want kids to get an adequate education, the schools have to suit them.
How do you fund that?
You fund it in the same way. I mean, what we're finding is private schools are cheaper than public schools. So that's sort of easy.
What about when it comes to religious institutions? Would you support the same kind of rule when it comes to that?
Again, ideally, I would. The separation of church and state is interesting. The point from that is, I believe, that the state shouldn't tell you what religious school to go to, not allow you to choose the school that you want your kid to go to. I think that's been turned on its head. So, yeah, I would. But I know it's linked to the Constitution, and that would be a huge effort to actually turn that around. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but I'm personally just going to take one step at a time.
So what happens come Monday?
Come Monday, our kids are going to continue going to private schools. I mean, yet again, they could have sent us that letter earlier in the summer, but they didn't. They waited till after school started for that next letter from the AG's office. Again, they're really not thinking about the kids.
So the legal battle will continue?
It will continue. And our town has, you know, they're wondering about whether we're going to go to court or not. And again, nobody's said anything about going to court. They're concerned about the costs. We have received numerous emails or Facebook messages from people around the state saying that they would support this, that they would like to contribute money because they think it's a really important issue that school choice be opened up further than just public schools. So I don't think my town has a lot to worry about. We will, if we have to go to court, we will start a GoFundMe campaign and get those donations.
Jody Underwood is chair of the Croydon School Board. Thanks so much for your time.
You are very welcome.